Bonus coverage on today's Locked On 49ers. For those of you who don't stick around in some of our live YouTube sessions, here is part two of our conversation with Javier Vega. We get into the mailbag, talk Senior Bowl prospects that could fit 49ers this offseason, corner, safety, interior offensive line, edge, and a whole lot more coming up right now.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker at BD Peacock at Eric underscore Crocker. Today's guest, a really fun podcast here, part two of our talk with, and you can find the whole thing on YouTube as well. Thanks everybody for making this your first listen, by the way. Whether you watch video, you see our mugs, talking about the Niners, or listen audio on your way to work first thing in the morning every day, we appreciate you. Javier Vega, our guest today, at JaviVeg underscore on Twitter, talking everything 49ers in this offseason. Get into the chat mailbag on YouTube a little bit today, and some Senior Bowl prospects. Javi, answer me this question, because Croc, he dodges this every single time.
He's biased. He's a corner.
How come corners and defensive backs can't catch?
I don't know. What do you mean I dodge it? I had what?
That wasn't my question. That wasn't my real question. I know Croc has pure hands. I've seen him pure. I've seen him kick. I've seen him throw. I've seen him catch. I saw him get rejected by the rim when he tried to dunk one time.
Oh my god.
He's an athlete. I mean, this is he's a legitimate athlete.
And he puts the Crocs in sports mode. Like I know what it is.
Yeah. Sport mode, he'll kick a 30.
I'm out here kicking in Crocs, man.
I don't know how you haven't gotten that sponsorship, by the way.
I know they're tripping. I need to really holler at them. Like, man, stop playing.
But that's one thing the 49ers have done a great job of. I think day one, I want to talk about some Senior Bowl prospects, by the way, Javi.
Yeah.
I think day one, there's the Crocs. He's got them on right now. John Lynch's whole plan from the start, it was like, he's going to draft players that play their ass off. And he's going to really, really, as a defensive back, too, this is what's interesting, because he's not trying to draft safeties in the first round, right? He's trying to draft defensive linemen because he knew what they did for him. And I think the 49ers have done a really good job of becoming what the mission statement was originally when Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch were hired. And I think there's been some ups and downs, and obviously they've missed on a lot of draft picks, too, but they've hit on a lot of guys, and a lot of their success is because the team has been built pretty much exactly like John Lynch has stated, and I don't think highly drafted defensive backs is a part of that plan.
No, I don't think so either. I think they're still going to stick with their plan. You know, part of me wants them to take a safety in round two at 61. Like I'm stuck on Jalen Petrie out of Baylor. He had a really nice Senior Bowl. Leon O'Neal Jr. out of Texas A&M. Nick Cross out of Maryland's another player that I really like. Jaquan Brisker out of Penn State, another Penn State guy. But I just think they should invest a little bit more in the secondary, but I think they would go safety. I think they value their safeties more than they value their corners, right? Jimmy Ward, Kwaski Tart, you know, they keep drafting these safety linebacker hybrid type guys. Like they want to cover the middle of the field more so because that's kind of where the game has gone. Over the middle, you got these guys who can, you know, crash down in the line of scrimmage. But
especially if you're playing against the 49ers.
Yeah, but what's hurt them this year is those deep shots because Josh Norman can't keep up, so he got to hold somebody. Ambry Thomas had a hard go of it at the beginning of the year. Diamondor Lenore was getting cooked in some of the practice film that I saw. And then you have, even in games, he wasn't doing his thing.
Emmanuel Moses is the only serviceable corner.
You didn't post the people getting cooked. You didn't post the bad stuff.
No, man, I need to keep it positive. I'm tired of the negativity on the Twitter.
Do you have any? Just answer me this. I don't want you to post it. Do you have a clip from practice of Trey Lance throwing like a bad interception?
No, I don't have one.
Listen, this is if you're talking about addressing the cornerback situation, one, I would not. He would have to be really special and just bring something different than me thinking that he's just gonna be a shutdown guy like a JC Horn. Like I was so high on JC Horn because he brought a different mentality, a different sense of leadership, mindset. Like he just brought something different to the game and that tenaciousness, all right, versatility. But I'm not high on drafting corners because they are going to get beat. And I think fans think, oh, if I draft this guy first round, he's going to be this lockdown guy. That's not the case. Hell, we just saw the best corner in the NFL, Jalen Ramsey, get cooked in the Super Bowl. Like, it's just going to happen the way the game is so spread out, wide open, and the way it's so pass happy, and all the penalties work against secondary members. So what would I do? I would go more towards mid-round guys and not really load up mm-hmm. on mid-round cornerbacks, defensive backs. Now, if they would have asked me, I would have said, hey, D'Amador Lenore, he struggles a little bit to run vertically with guys. Like, so yeah, he profiles more as a nickel. That's not to say he can't play outside. We'll see. I think he profiles more as a nickel guy. So if you put him on the outside, there is a chance guys can run by him. That happened against Philadelphia, right? I saw early on against Kansas City in the preseason where I'm like, man, he's not getting his head around. Why is he not getting his head around? The passes were incomplete. I'm like, I think he lacks that next step, like that next gear to be able to get in phase earlier and get his head around and make a play on the ball. So load up on mid-round guys, but they need to come to me. I'm telling you, I'll scout some mid-round DBs for them. That fans, I mean, you know, they'll be more than serviceable.
I think me and Croc agreed at the Senior Bowl. McCreary, that's a guy that I would like him in the mid-rounds. Like, I think he'd be perfect, right?
The 49ers are picking in the second round right now, McCreary out of Auburn, he'd be a terrific 61st overall pick. Might go higher, but if he's there, terrific. Terrific 61st overall pick.
And I think you said it when we were talking, like, you take the best player available at 61. Who do you have graded higher? Your corner, your wide receiver, your edge player? Like, if Boye's sitting there at 61 and you got McCreary, who you taking? I'm taking Boye.
I'm going to edge.
Yeah, you're right. But if Boye's gone,
and they just affect more on a play-to-play basis.
Yeah, so like if it's Petrie sitting there at 61 and McCreary, then it's like, wait, I already have two corners, but I need a safety because we don't know if Tart isn't back and Tavarius Moore isn't back with his Achilles injury, then you got to take a safety. But let's just say Tavarius Moore is healthy, then you go with your best player available. And if McCreary is there and you have another wide receiver, I would rather just go with the corner than the wide receiver because I trust Kyle Shanahan to get anybody open, right? It doesn't matter. Like, Juwan Jennings isn't the fast guy in the world. He was getting open and he was getting, you have a different element in the pass game with Trey Lance. So those are the differences there. But the Senior Bowl showed us that this draft class is going to be stocked in the middle. Like the middle, from 75 to like 150, there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be pretty damn good as long as they're in the right situation.
And that's perfect because that's where the 49ers are going to have a whole bunch of picks, and they might get some extra picks here from Jimmy Garoppolo. We'll find out exactly where they are. Casey asks, any hope for Tarvarius? And I've seen a few more questions about Tarvarius Moore. The reason he's not a free agent is because he was on IR all year, which is it's a kind of a raw deal for players. Although you have a torn Achilles and you didn't play all year, you're probably not going to get a lot of money in free agency anyway. So maybe it doesn't affect a lot, but it sucks that a player is on, you're on the team and your contract doesn't toll for your fourth year. So you have an extra year before you become a free agent. That's kind of a rough deal. So the 49ers, Tarvarius Moore, he's been in the league for 4 years and he has a late third round draft pick. He should be a free agent, but he is not because he was on IR all year, didn't get that credit for a season. And so now he is back with the 49ers this year. I think he's going to be a factor. I think he has to be a factor. Because I really feel like the 49ers are going to let Tart walk. I think they're going to draft a safety as well. And I think we're going to see a nice little competition. You've got Jimmy Ward. He might get, I don't know if he'll get extended, but he might have his contract restructured in a way that they can't get out of it very soon. So they might lock him in an extra year or so.
Extend Ward. I would extend him, give him 2 year extension.
From that standpoint, and if you're going to let Tart walk, you almost have to make sure that you have some, you solidify your secondary there with Jimmy Ward. So Ward, you let the strong safety position figure itself out. You let Tarvarius battle. You see what he is after a torn Achilles. Maybe he can't play at all again in the NFL. Maybe he's a star. You let Talanoa Hufanga fight for that, and you probably draft the guy, and you let that guy fight for it too. So I think that's probably the way the 49ers will go about it, and I think Tart is one of the ways they can save some money, even though Tart's a really good player and not someone the Niners should necessarily toss aside or anything, but I think that's the way the 49ers will probably go about it. And which round they draft a safety is my question, not if they draft a safety.
And I will say this, I'm 100% out on Hufanga as a starter. Like, I'm just out.
I think he's profiles more as a third safety.
Exactly.
I like when they do some things where they, you know, they'll drop Ward down, play him in some man coverage, and they have two high, Tart, Hufanga, things like that. Like as a third safety, I like him in that type of role on the field. But as like your primary guy, I think the jury's still out a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't want to write him off though, but I would be potentially looking for another safety if you don't bring Tart back.
And I'm 95% sure Tart's gone. Like that other 5% is like, maybe they'll give him a little bit, you know, a little bump in pay. But I think for me, I feel like the Jets are gonna come get him.
Right. I think he's a perfect fit for the Jets. But the way Tart comes back is the way he came back last year, is that maybe there's not a lot of money out there for Tart in free agency. And he, you know, likes the Niners situation. And if he's there at the right number, then the Niners should absolutely bring him back. I've seen Tyrann Mathieu's name thrown out there because he's a free agent, and I'm sure the 49ers like him. Could you bring in Tyrann Mathieu, Croc, as not only a safety, but also your nickel guy? Because the Niners could move on from both Kaywon and Tart. Maybe you combine that dollar amount because you know you have some depth and you draft a couple other guys and you bring on Mathieu to kind of replace both of them at the same time and get better.
Yeah, I mean, I would love that to have a guy with his versatility. You kind of have it with Jimmy Ward, right? Essentially, they do some of that same stuff. Now, Mathieu has played a different defense, and if you listen to Jimmy Ward before the season, he talked about how guys like Mathieu, they've had more free range to do different things. But maybe you bring a guy like Mathieu in to do those things and play out in space, and he takes the ball away and he does a terrific job of reading quarterbacks and jumping passes. One thing I hear about him, the cerebral aspect to his game. He's extremely intelligent, extremely smart on the field. And I think that's why it's not a coincidence he makes so many plays. So I would love to see two guys like that. I'm really big on playmaking guys that are in coverage. And I think Mathieu, he's definitely that.
More Locked On 49ers coming up. Who are those diamonds in the rough? Who are those prospects that John Lynch and company have been so good at mining in the mid rounds, the later rounds, rounds 5, round 6, D3 of the NFL draft? Some of those names that popped up at the Senior Bowl to Croc and Javi coming up. Get your diet right. High protein, low sugar, low carbs. It's what you're looking for in a snack. Built Bar has got you covered. Only 130 calories in most Built Bars. Only 4 grams of sugar, only 4 net carbs, and a whopping 17 grams of protein. So when you're putting your next fitness and health routine together, make sure you make Built Bar part of that plan. Brand new strawberry flavor, which is delicious. Have you tried the Puffs, by the way? Unbelievable. Puffs are the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. Yeah, I said it. Fluffy, marshmallowy. Not just a protein bar. They're a treat, and they're covered in 100% real chocolate. Low calorie, high protein. Replace those candy bars in all of your secret stashes. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. You can get a mixed box of Built bars, too, if you're not sure which one of the delicious flavors you want to get. That is promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at Built.com. Sorry, real quick. Jamal says Peppers over Mathieu. Feel like Peppers could be cheaper. Peppers will be cheaper than Mathieu probably, but Peppers is not worth spending money on to me. I think he's not that good of a player. I would not at all spend money on Peppers. That's just me.
I think the safety market is going to be so flooded. There's so many guys that are available, and this class is deep. Another guy that's available out of Detroit, Tracy Wilson. That's another guy that to look for. And of course, this draft class is stocked with safety. So it's like, all right, Croc, not Croc. All right, Tar, here you go. Go ahead and test the market while we go draft this young guy. You can come back as a depth guy because we're going to move forward with such and such player, right? And it's league wide. Like, you know, Marcus May, he's a free agent. He tore his Achilles. So what happens to him? There's a lot of moving pieces at the safety position, and it's not as lucrative a market, you know what I mean, for the players. They just kind of have to deal with it. So they're going to probably take less league wide just to land on a team.
Javi, I know you were at the Senior Bowl. If you were drafting just from the Senior Bowl, is there any players you saw that this is the guy at 61? This is the guy at 93. Oh, this is one of those fifth round picks that the 49ers somehow find a star player in every single year.
To me, Boye at 61 would be a home run pick. If Boye is there at 61, like him paired with Chris Kucerik and the ability to play on the opposite side of Nick Bosa while having potentially healthy Kinlaw.
Give me Scouting Report. What do you like about him? What does he bring into the table for you as a prospect that you would pound the table for him?
To me, I think he's got great bend, good speed, good burst. You know, he's got good length on him. He's got the bend was what really pushed it over for me. And then he has ability to certain speed to power. He was moving tackles and all over the place. But something that me and Croc were talking about while we were there, you know, he's still got to learn to play with technique, right? He's still playing with his athleticism first before his technique. And that'll get you beat sometimes. And he did get, so, you know, he got held up a little bit. That's where some coaching is going to have to come into play, where Chris Cassera can kind of coach that stuff up with him and get him going. The other guy, Cole Strange is another guy that I think in the fifth round would be an ideal project center to learn behind Alex Mack out of Chattanooga. I like the way he played. There's no chance in hell we're getting Zion Johnson out of Boston College, but Cole Strange was a guy I really liked. And then I have the list here. And the other kid from Connecticut, I think it's Tyler Jones.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah.
Tyler Jones, the defensive tackle. Like, if you're not going to bring DJ Jones back, Travis Jones out of Connecticut, I would like to have that kid at 93.
I just saw him in a mock draft recently. I don't know if it was to the Niners, but it was in that late third round zone. Mm-hmm. And I had the same thought. And I watched a little bit of him. And yeah, like, look, nose tackles, that's. If you want to say you can't spend a lot of money on DJ Jones because he's a nose tackle, I would get that. But I also think that's why he's not going to get a lot of money on the free agent market, which is why the 49ers can probably bring him back. And I also worry about the value of Javon Kinlaw. I fully believe, and I think, Croc, you're on board with me on this, that if DJ Jones walks, and I still think, no matter what, that Eric Armstead belongs inside and should play that mm-hmm. 3-tech spot. So do you put your first round pick? It's like a sort of a waste of value there, like a waste of resources to have a first round guy that's playing nose. And I know that it's not like an old zero tech nose that the 49ers are playing, that really anybody's playing anymore. So it's not quite to that level. But is it a waste of a first round pick if you're playing Kinlaw at nose tackle?
I don't think so. I mean, if he's dominant there and Armstead is as productive at the 3-tech as he was at the end of last season, then I think you're just utilizing your players to the best of their abilities and you're making it work. And I don't think Kinlaw right now is a 3-down guy. I think he's more of a 2-down guy. I think if you just say, hey, you know, I don't need you to be this pure pass rusher every rep. Hey, just focus on stopping the run. That's your job. Stop the run, take on double teams, be strong against that. And maybe change it from him having to be this high sack guy and let Armstead work off of him. I think that's where you'll get more production out of him that way, I believe. And he's a big guy. I've heard he kind of slimmed down a little bit, but naturally he's massive. And they were talking about him even at South Carolina. He was a guy that could get up to 340 pounds without even trying. Like, that's a nose.
I think he would almost like that. He'd be like, because they're probably every off season since he's been in college, his coaching staff has been like, hey, Javon, we want you to lose 10 pounds this off season. If the coaching staff came to Javon Kinlaw and say, hey, you're okay if you get to 350, he'd probably be like, oh, that's sweet. All right, let's go. So maybe that's the way to treat Javon Kinlaw as sort of a nose tackle at this point. And I don't know what he's going to look like coming off the injury, but so, you know, obviously as a number 13 overall pick, he's been pretty disappointing so far for the 49ers. I want to go to DBs because I know you guys both watched a lot of DBs. Croc, it's your specialty. And the Jedi was the first guy in the chat. The first person, sorry, guy or girl in the chat tonight. And he, like Lewis Seen is the name that I keep seeing popping up out of Georgia, right, Croc? What are your thoughts there on Lewis Seen, the safety in round two?
I haven't watched him yet. We don't get to our DBs until like 2 weeks from now. So I haven't like, what? You know, I've watched some guys here and there.
You're watching DBs every night before you go to bed. What are you talking about?
I know, not this year, because I got to talk so much about all these other positions. So I've had to focus more. So like typically I'd have the wide receivers and DBs all like who I like, all this and that, know the ins and outs of everybody. This year I've had to watch tight ends. I just did a show on tight ends. I've had to watch tackles, guards. I've had to watch so many other positions. I haven't even gotten to the secondary guys yet.
All right. Well, according to BSC, he's a first rounder, so the Niners don't have to worry about him unless they get that sneaky first rounder in trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, which I don't think is going to happen. If they do get one, it won't be in the 2022 draft. Before we go, Javi, who is the player that the 49ers draft in round five that becomes like this stud starter that they've somehow been able to find multiple times in multiple drafts since John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan took over?
Ooh, I was going to say a name, but I don't. Yeah, you know, I'm just going to say it. Cole Strange, center out of Chattanooga.
I love it. I mean, the Niners need a center for sure.
I mean, think about it. Since Kyle's been here, you had Daniel Kilgore, you extend him, you trade him. You go trade for, you go sign Richburg. His career ends because of injury. Then you run it with Ben Garland and Daniel Brunskill. And then you get Alex Mack. Like, you haven't had a consistent center since you've been here. So let's try to mold a guy, right, who fits a similar profile as Alex Mack. And Cole Strange fits that profile. I think he can be had at that 160 range, right, in that late fourth, early fifth round pick. And that, to me, that would be ideal. Like, I used to be like this is the fan of like, yeah, let's get a corner, let's get a wide receiver. Now I'm just like, you know what? Let's focus on trenches, because let's get a center quarterback combination that hopefully is here for 10, 12 years.
What did you love about Strange? Because he played some guard right at Chattanooga, and you don't think of Chattanooga as a powerhouse like the SEC that's sending defensive linemen and offensive linemen in the NFL by the droves every single year. So that's always what's key about the Senior Bowl, is when you see a guy from a college like Chattanooga, you're like, okay, well, let's see. You know, you played at Liberty. Let's see what you look like against some of these other prospects. So what did Cole Strange look like to you?
So just the Senior Bowl stuff, I thought he had really good feet, really good hands, strong at the point of attack. He did get beat a few times. Obviously, that's just going to happen. I'm going to talk to him on Sunday, so I'll have a show on Sunday with him. But if you go back, he kind of dominated.
Film. I want to see his practice film, too, if you can get that.
I haven't, yeah.
Appreciate it. Okay.
I have just game film. But if you go back to South Carolina.
No. I don't want game film from Javi. I want practice film.
Okay? No, I don't have that one. Cole Strange kind of dominated Javon Kinlaw when they played against each other. So there's that.
Oh, I've got that saved already. I didn't even realize that was okay. I'm for sure going to go watch Cole.
So I went back. I was like, wait a second. I was like, dude, you played Kinlaw? He's like, yeah, I played Kinlaw. I was like, okay. So there's something here. I just kind of want this team to have a decent center quarterback like marriage. Like, can we just have that too? Like, Colin.
Like a Jeff Saturday, Peyton Manning.
Correct. Like, let's do that. Let's have that too.
That would be a welcomed combination. Center to quarterback for the 49ers. I mean, more because of the Peyton Manning part, if that's what the 49ers are on their way to right now, but the Saturday part of that as well. So, hey, I'm on board with what you guys are selling me right now. Let's talk more Senior Bowl. Get into the chat coming up. Football might be over this season, but basketball is full steam ahead for both pro and college hoops. And of course, the tournament, there is nothing more fun than wagering on than that NCAA college basketball tournament. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired head coach is going to land, to NFL draft props, you can still bet on football. Super Bowl futures, absolutely, at betonline.net, which is the number one spot for all your sports betting needs. And hey, maybe we'll even get a baseball season to bet on this year. BetOnline remains the best spot for all your sports scores and even news this season. Not just basketball, not just football, hockey, boxing, UFC odds, right to your favorite casino games as well. So head over to the website or mobile device and learn more about the trends and action at BetOnline, where the game starts. Croc, any names from the Senior Bowl or any prospects that you're, because we're getting close to the combine here. Is there a prospect that you're looking at? It could be a 61. It could be a first round guy. It could be a seventh round guy. Somebody you're looking at the combine where you're like, I really want to see this player run or what, bench press, whatever. Like, I want to see what this guy looks like in testing, because that'll be huge. Do you have any of those?
I think Calvin Austin, a receiver out of Memphis, smaller guy, measured in a shade under 5'8". He's about 5'7". And dude, this dude, Wano, he's on it. Like, he's been on every time we say something about somebody,
yep.
Like Wano Matthews in the chat, he is on it. But yeah, yep. So he said it, Memphis slot receiver, Calvin Austin explosive, that he won routes on from the slot on the outside, vertically just ran by guys. When he was on the outside, you know, you see big physical guys. They want to get at the line of scrimmage. They want to manhandle these smaller guys. He had guys speed turning at the line of scrimmage, winning on slants, winning on comebacks. Shifty guy, just really liked him live. I went in there not knowing anything about him. I remember somebody was like, hey, you need to watch this Calvin Austin guy. And I'm like, all right, you know, whoever that is. And then I didn't know how tall he was or anything. But once I saw him, I said, okay, I get it. And he's someone that could be a return guy. I think he's that's like a versatile piece of 49ers. They don't have 49ers. There's two things they're missing. They don't have that big field stretcher at receiver, and they don't have that pure speed guy. They have guys that can run. Debo can run for sure. I think Debo's faster with the ball in his hands. Ayuk, you know, he can run. But Calvin Austin, he looks like a speedster. So I want to see whatever I saw at Senior Bowl doesn't match up with how he tests.
Yeah, I think he looks like Darren Sproles to me. He fits that profile. He can do everything. Slot, Sproles, running back.
No, but Sproles was like
Sproles was thicker. Up, yeah, he was. Yeah,
like,
he was,
I mean, he was rocked. Like, this dude's like 165.
Yeah, Sproles will meet a linebacker in the hole and pass protect. I don't know if we expect that from Austin. But speed is there. Like, I have no doubts that guy's going to fly. So where is he going to be? Is he going to be available for the 49ers? It's going to be a fun draft. And I'm with you, Javi. You said something important earlier. And I think the 49ers, if there's one reason they've been bad at drafting earlier in the draft, I think they've been sort of forced themselves into need in some ways. And I think that was really what drove the Aaron Banks pick in the second round this year. And probably, obviously, they drafted two running backs, so they were looking at running backs and probably the Trey Sermon pick too. And they traded up for Trey Sermon, right? So I think the 49ers, whether it's at 61, 93, whatever pick they get for Jimmy G, I saw a question earlier in the chat if they were, you know, if the 49ers could move up, if John Lynch would move up. Oh, absolutely. John Lynch is going to move. He might move down, but he's going to move somewhere, and he might move up. If the 49ers get a couple picks for Jimmy G or a pick for Jimmy G, I wouldn't be shocked at all if the 49ers are moving up. I just hope they're not moving up to fill needs, and they're moving up to draft the best player available, because last year they absolutely left some really good players on the board when they drafted Aaron Banks. And even if Aaron Banks turns out to be a pretty good guard in the NFL, and I'm not so sure that's going to happen, they still passed up some really good players at other positions that was completely unnecessary. And I don't want to see him reaching for need in this draft. And they have too good of a roster to be reaching for need. Go find that in free agency. Go figure that out and then draft for the best players available. So
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think the Niners would put Banks at left guard and McKivitz at right guard?
If they don't re-sign Tomlinson, then it's going to be a training camp battle between their draft picks from last year. It'll be Banks versus Moore. Yeah.
And McKivitz is still around. And Justin School is another name that's forgotten.
McKivitz played better at tackle, to be honest.
Yeah.
And he's sort of a longer guy. I think McKivitz is a backup, no matter what position we're talking about. I think Moore could legitimately be a starter. I think it'll be Moore. If Tomlinson doesn't come back, I think it'll be Moore versus Banks. And I think Moore wins.
You know, I listen to Matt Mayo quite a bit. He always drops these little nuggets. He was like, you know who'd benefit from a Lakin Tomlinson? He's like, the Cincinnati Bengals. He's like, I'm just saying. I'm not saying what I'm saying. I was like, you mother. Oh, my God. So, well, yeah.
The obvious one is the Miami Dolphins, right?
You think McGlinchey goes? You think McGlinchey gets traded to Miami?
I could see anybody. I saw somebody talking about, and this is what's tough about this time of year, and we got to go, guys, but tough about this time of year is what's actually reported and what's a rumor and what is just like someone threw out there and somehow sticks and people talk about it. So sometimes I'll see something in the chat or I'll see something on Twitter. It's like, hey, what about the rumor about George Kittle getting traded? I'm like, what are you talking about? Who reported this? Where did this even come from? This is completely made up, right? Mm-hmm. And so I see a lot of those types of things.
Came from Eric Crocker.
Right. Yeah. It's like, did Eric Crocker report that? I don't know how that guy even got a check mark. It's ridiculous. But do you think there's any big splash things that could happen? Like, you know, Trey Lance getting traded and the Niners go sign or go make a move for Tom Brady or George Kittle getting traded to the Miami Dolphins. Like, those are some of the things I've seen, and they're not legitimate reports that I've seen out there. But do you think there's something like crazy under the radar, huge, that could happen this offseason?
I mean, the only thing that, I don't know, McGlinchey and Greenlaw seem like good trade candidates to me. Like, those would be the two.
I don't know if anybody's going to want to take on McGlinchey's fifth-year contract.
Yeah, it's only $10 million, $10.5 million.
Well, I think it has
10 and a half with somebody that is playing with half a quad on his leg. You know,
I think it makes sense for only certain teams. So when you're talking about we talk about the Jets, who are trying to implement Robert Saleh's defense, right? And they need players at a lot of places. Go sign Tart and go trade for Greenlaw.
Yep.
And you got two pieces from a Super Bowl starting defense right there. Right. And for the Miami Dolphins, you're trying to get better on the offensive line. You know, go spend too much money on Tomlinson. It would suck for the Niners, mm-hmm. but if he hits free agency, go spend too much money on Tomlinson and then offer picks for McGlinchey.
And 49ers get a comp pick the more he gets paid, right? A higher comp pick.
Yeah.
For the following year.
Absolutely. Yep. They wouldn't. And And by the way, you know what's going to happen? Let's end on this. This is what's going to happen in Miami. The Miami Dolphins are going to sign Richie James, who's finally going to become a superstar, but it's going to be for the Miami Dolphins and not the San Francisco 49ers. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, and Jimmy's going to throw the ball down the field past 25 yards. I got it.
He might, because whatever coach he plays for, there's something to it. There's something to Shanahan plus Jimmy, because Jimmy's strengths are also Kyle Shanahan's play calling strengths. I think there was some like multiples that made the 49ers offense be so stuck in one area of the field, because Jimmy Garoppolo didn't check the ball down a lot and also didn't throw the ball deep down the field. And Jim and Kyle Shanahan's like aggressively conservative. Right. So he like wants to
aggressively prudent.
Yeah. He doesn't call plays for his running backs. Right. He wants to get the ball to his playmakers in the intermediate level. And he's not really worried about the deep ball, and he wants the ball out in three steps. And so I think there's some bad combination of Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan that maybe both of them are better without each other in some ways. Like, I wouldn't be shocked at all if we see Jimmy Garoppolo in another offense somewhere, and he's kind of throwing the ball down the field a little bit more, maybe a little bit more outside the numbers, maybe checking it down a little bit more too. Just like it just looks a little bit different, and it should in another offense, right? And I wouldn't be shocked at all if with Trey Lance, it looks a lot different than with Jimmy Garoppolo, but just because it's his ability and his willingness to chuck the ball down the field and maybe pass up that first slant. There might be a really, really tight throw where Jimmy G's like, well, this is where I'm supposed to go. It's my first read. And there's a crack, so I'm going to go for it, where Trey Lance says, no, I'm turning that down and I'm going to spin out of here and chuck it down the field or something. So I think maybe there's a slight chance that both, maybe not better, not for the better, but maybe for the better, but just, it looks a lot different. Both Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan's offenses next year, wherever Jimmy ends up, I think there's a chance they look a lot different. And maybe Jimmy is not quite so focused, because I just think that the combination of Jimmy and Kyle was just so focused on the middle of the field that maybe they'll be better off apart.
Maybe. We'll see. I'm not buying it. I won't.
All right. I appreciate you, Javi, for jumping on the show with us.
Thanks tonight. For having me. Appreciate it.
It's always fun chatting ball with you, and we'll have to do it again before the draft, because I know you are super into the draft, and I'm slow. This is the slowest I've ever gotten into the draft this year. Croc, there's been some tweets about me hiring you as my co-GM for the Shadow 49ers draft. I was thinking about retiring the Shadow 49ers draft this year. I don't know if I've got the budget to take on a co-GM, but we could talk about that maybe. Maybe I don't have your agent call my agent. We'll figure some of this stuff out. But it's draft season. It's free agent season. We're going to start diving in closer to position by position. Croc is looking more at those defensive backs, so we're going to dive deeper into those players. You know, who's there on the free agent market? Who's there in the trade market? Who's there in the draft at every position for the 49ers? What are the 49ers' biggest needs? It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a very interesting offseason. And of course, the Jimmy Garoppolo trade news is going to happen at some point this offseason. So we'll have fun talking about that. Javi, appreciate you. Croc, love you. Listeners, love you as always. Appreciate all you guys jumping on with the chat with us live. Thanks for making us your first listen. For your second listen, check out Eric Crocker doing the Locked On NFL Draft podcast. I'm talking about the entire league daily with my guy Matt Williamson on the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. Locked On Bets, Locked On Today. Your team is covered no matter the sport right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Back Tuesday right here, Locked On 49ers.